from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The debrief, July 29, 2024. Over the weekend, the Steelers announced their 2024 Hall of Honor class. Casey Hampton, Willie Parker, Jason Gilden, Dick LeBeau. Any of those guys you feel undeserving of that honor?
I believe
it'll actually happen. The actual ceremony will be against the Browns later this season.
So believe it or not, part of the time I was driving out to play golf with you, Donnie, yesterday, I had a decent little drive out to Totteridge, and I had Austin Bechtold on, and he did this take. And he said, no Joey Porter. Kind of thought about it for a second there.
Joey Porter is not in the Hall of Honor.
No, I know. He said it as point of fact.
I've got the list up so that
and so if
backs up what he's saying.
If I'm taking Jason Gilden and I'm putting Gilden in, and I know that Joey Porter had actually his biggest ever sack season outside of Pittsburgh when he won comeback. He was comeback player of the year, top 10. He was second team all pro. 60 sacks with the Steelers. Pretty significant player on a Super Bowl team. Definitely that team's like voice and bite and some bark.
Mm-hmm.
Gilden had, I think, more sacks with the Steelers, I want to say. He had 80.
Yeah, Gilden was the leader before Harrison.
He had 77.
And then
he had
TJ Watt
is now the leader.
He had 77 with the Steelers because three of them with the Jags. I got to be honest, this is one, though, for me where Porter being part of a Super Bowl team probably puts him over the top. I'd put Porter there before Gilden.
So we've reached the part of the Hall of Honor where they enshrine guys every year, and they've done all of the Pro Football Hall of Famers. So the guys that are great Steelers but not necessarily great players all time are starting to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And so that opens the door for someone like Gilden. I'll give you another guy I thought about, because I do think enough time has gone by since he retired where it's like, all right, he should be debated for a spot in the Hall of Honor. How about DeCastro?
How long has he been gone? 3 years?
2020 was his last season, and they didn't really even play that year.
And I think one of the rules is that you have to be
3 years
retired,
gone, right?
At least 3 years.
I know that because Mr. Bechtold himself, I'll give him another pop. He was going through the rules. DeCastro would be a good one, I think, yeah. I mean, I thought he was at the very high end of the league in terms of guard play for pretty much his entire career. When he was healthy, he was one of the best.
And I'll give you, well, never mind, he's in. Damn it.
Would you go Porter or would you go Gilden? Obviously, Gilden's the one getting in.
Porter.
Like, I just, I just think he was the better player on better teams, ultimately.
I think there's a guy who Donnie ran into on Friday and who tackled me recently whose career is perfect for the Hall of Honor. Kiesel.
Yeah.
Not a Pro Football Hall of Famer, but someone who should get acknowledged by his team for his contributions to that organization.
I'm trying to remember who was in there last year.
Steelers 2023 Hall of Honor class? I do, actually.
Aaron Smith's already in there, and he would James have been a classic guy like that.
James Harrison, Ray Mansfield, Jerry Mullins, Aaron Smith. That's the list. Those four guys.
If Smith's in there and Hampton's in there, Kiesel ought to be in there.
Yeah.
Those guys, that was your three. That was your trio up front.
I have another name for you guys.
Ricardo Coakley.
Chidi Awoma.
Damn it. How about Cordell?
I would put him in there. He would two Pro Bowls.
He does deserve to be in there. I mean, there are going to be, they're absolutely going to be
third
guys.
He's still the third best quarterback in franchise history.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'd bring him on that way when he did a weekly spot with us. We'd say, ladies and gentlemen, on with us right now is the third best dealer.
And then he would occasionally do a little Allman Brothers. We could really get him wound up. And boy, Lord, he was born a rambling man.
He was a key, as a rookie, he was a key part on an AFC champion Steelers.
It was fun doing a show with him. Remember he wanted to get together and drink ginger ale and Crown Apple?
Oh, yeah. That was his thing. Yeah.
He called it the Slash.
Yeah, the Slash. He did. That's right. See, I think there are people who still hold both 97 and 2001 against him. 97, you can make the case. The AFC title game, he just played a bad game, and the Broncos were ready for them that time after having been beaten by them in the season during the season. I just still have such a hard time putting the 01 AFC title game on him. There were so many special teams breakdowns, just ghastly ones in that game. He was trying to play catch-up from, I believe, a 21-3 or a 24-3 deficit. I think it was 21-3. And so, yeah, he's forcing balls into coverage, but if they don't have two hideous special teams gaffes in that game, they probably win it. They probably play the game just on their terms and win a low-scoring slugfest. He absolutely should be
in. Do you think Le'Veon Bell should be in their Hall of Honor?
I do. He's not going to get in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and it ended poorly here, but in a very business-like poor way, where it was, I want this money, you don't want to give me it.
Imagine if they had a class one year that was just Bell and Antonio Brown.
Martavis gets in. No, I think Bell. How many running backs in your lifetime for the Steelers have you seen who were better than AB? Like, or not AB, Bell. Better.
Jerome. Well,
I mean,
Jerome, okay, Jerome, better career for sure, and a better back, ultimately, because he played longer.
I was young
good.
When Jerome was still
was
really
Willie
good.
Parker better than Le'Veon Bell? Not in my opinion.
No, but he has
Parker
more.
Parker did have some really good seasons.
He has more rushing yards all time with the Steelers than Bell.
I know, and
he has Bowls,
signature.
So he
has signature moments. He has a 75-yard
run. He's got better stats,
run.
And he's got more rings, so he's got to be ranked ahead of Bell.
The thing with me for Bell is, when he was on, there were very few like him in the NFL. Ever, I mean. It was like a cross between Falk and McCaffrey and Edgerrin James and all those guys.
I ultimately side with the decision. I would put Willie Parker into their Hall of Honor before I put Bell.
I think that's defensible because Parker had a humongous play in a Super Bowl. The one that broke a long drought of not winning them.
Do you think of Lawrence Timmons as a Hall of Honor guy?
I actually do. I think the Hall of Honor
should be in there.
The Hall of Honor was, to me, created for guys like Timmons. He's not a Hall of Fame player, but he is absolutely one of the better and, I would think, more underrated Steelers. Of
how many
memory.
All pros for him, if you had to guess?
Either one
Timmons?
Or none.
Yeah.
I don't think he had any.
One or none.
He was a second teamer in 14, and that was it.
But he was like always, if you
just
were
very solid.
If you were naming like the 10 or 12, and no one really talked about them like this back then, but if you were naming the 10 or 12 best off ball linebackers in the league, he'd probably have always been in that 8 to 12 range, which is not all pro level.
If you had only one spot, and it's Ike Taylor or Lawrence Timmons, who do you give it to?
Oh, boy.
I think I'd actually go with Timmons, although...
Wow, I'd go with Ike.
Well, I was going to say, I feel like Ike has been a very underappreciated player.
He's got to go into this one.
Like, Ike would be putting on a gold jacket if he had better hands.
While he was here, very underappreciated player.
100%.
Ike was a starter on both Super Bowl teams.
I mean, I'll give you a wild card for
this. I think Ike Pony, but you said him definitively Ike Taylor. I think it's very close.
I'll give you a wild card for this. I think Craig Wolfley's got to go in at some point. When you think about it, I think it should go, if you've been a part of an organization,
not just the whole of his, contribution.
I think you should.
He should.
Basically played almost an entire...
Yeah, honor him as a player and a broadcaster.
He played a decade as a lineman.
Dedicated service to the Steelers, Chalooch.
Donnie, what team did Craig Wolfe play for after his Steelers career ended for 2 years? Pony knows it.
I think Minnesota.
Yeah, I didn't want you to actually say it. I wanted Donnie to guess.
I didn't know.
Now, did you know that because you were on Football Reference?
No, I'm not, but I think I heard him tell a story once where...
It was up there banging, they were blowing into that horn, Chalooch.
He was driving to Minnesota to start training camp there, and he heard something about how great the donuts were in the state of Minnesota, and like every 20 miles he was stopping off
to get donuts at like little mom and pop shops? Yeah. That sounds very on brand. I could believe that story easily.
Do they have Tunch in there?
Yes.
Of course.
Okay. Tunch is already in.
He's got to be.
He's in.
I was hoping like that.
Yeah.
They put him in there a couple of years ago.
Man, the Ike Timmons question really has me flummoxed. Would a guy like Randall L. deserve to be in?
No.
For either of you?
No. Thank you for the play in the Super Bowl. Nice player, but I'm not putting him in the Hall of Honor. Anyways, good one, Don.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.